the 21st of November. Only four games tonight. We had some good performances. We had a return from a good player and a player who actually came in and played some minutes. Some interesting streaming value tonight. Lots to talk about. This is the Thursday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do it, say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, X, hopefully Blue Sky at one day. I don't know when they add the feature. Please rate, like, subscribe if you're watching. I do ask this from time to time if you're watching along on Twitter, which is obviously the easiest way. Just jump over to YouTube, subscribe and like, always appreciated. And download the audio version. Don't have to listen to it. Just download it because it does count towards numbers for us and all sorts of things, and things happening in the background makes us more successful, which is very good. Four games, as I said, tonight. Let's get straight into them. Detroit and Charlotte in the first game. This one went to overtime. Hornets get the win, 123-121. For the Pistons, let's start there. Tobias Harris, finally. Good offensive game, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal. Slow start offensively. He's doing other stuff. The offense came tonight, so pretty happy about that. Tim Hardaway continues to not be very good since returning from that head injury. 2 points. Dalen Duren as well. I don't know. It's getting hard to plead his case, to be honest. 5 points, 9 rebounds, a steal in 24 minutes. He's typically not getting starters' minutes. Offensively, he's just not even involved at all. And the rebounding numbers haven't been as dominant as I thought they would be. So at the moment, I'm going to take a loss on him. Hopefully, he can turn it around. But, yeah, it's been rough. Cade Cunningham, really good again. Jaden Ivey, not a great game for him. He was in foul trouble and was shooting the ball poorly. So they went with a lot of Malik Beasley. They went with a lot of Isaiah Stewart in this one. As for Beasley, he continues to play reasonably well. If you need points and threes, he had 16 points, 6 rebounds. And Isaiah Stewart continues to outplay Jalen Duren, 29 minutes, 13 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. So I think he's rostered everywhere. I haven't seen him on many waivers or anything. So, should be on our roster for Charlotte. We had a little bit of a lineup change. No surprise, Miles Bridges out with knee soreness. We talk about NBA teams rushing players back from injury too soon. I'm not saying this is an example of that, but I'm also not saying that it is not an example of that. So with Miles Bridges out, we had Grant Williams, technically shifting down to the four, and Musa Diabate coming in as the starting center. Diabate, who was a pickup like a week ago, a few days ago, and then sort of faded away a bit. Only 1 point, a very weird box score. 1 point, missed both his shot attempts, 1 of 3 from the line, but had 16 rebounds, 3 steals. So if you picked him up, if you held him for rebounds and defensive stats, then you're pretty happy. I'm pretty happy, and I will continue to hold him until we get a timeline on Nick Richards and Mark Williams, although we did get some news on them earlier. They are with the team. They're participating in team events, activities, things like that. So getting closer, but still no firm date. So if you are just in need of some rebounds and defensive stats, I think Diabate still has some value. Brandon Miller, very good, 38-7-4 with 4 steals. Could be his best game of the year. He's rolling along. He's fine. LaMelo Ball, after being benched down the stretch in the last game, he, as I I may have alluded to it, but I thought he would come out here and want to have a big game, and he did. 35 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, and a steal. Now, I want to just shout out Charles Lee here, because we often see, and we saw it, I think we saw it yesterday in a game, I can't remember who it was, LaMelo Ball was in foul trouble here. He did end up with 6 fouls, to be fair, but he had 3 fouls early in the second quarter. Usually what we would see from an NBA team here is we're just not going to play that guy for the entire second quarter and start him in the second half. Charles Lee brought him on and played him majority of the second quarter. If he hadn't done that, I don't know whether they win this game. And yes, he did foul out, but they still got 33 minutes out of him. So they managed his time a little bit, but they didn't just pull him from the lineup and change their rotation. They let him play, and he didn't pick up his fourth foul until midway through the fourth quarter. So it can be done. These NBA players know how to play with fouls, trust me. They would have been doing it throughout their career. As for Grant Williams, he had 12 points, 3 rebounds, a steal and a block. He is a must-roster player. Trey Mann, 5 points. When he's not shooting the ball well, he has no value. So stream him in if you like. Today would have been a day where you do stream him in. Cody Martin, 15 points, a steal, 2 blocks in 36 minutes. That's a 12-team line. He's a little bit up and down, and when Bridges comes back, he takes a hit. Although we don't know if Bridges is going to miss more time here. Now I'm just reading through questions. There's a Wolves question. We'll get to that. Zach Collins. Yeah, okay. So we'll get to those very shortly. Musa Mutombo. Look, he is very impressive on the rebounds, offensive rebounds especially. There was a couple of instances in the game where he got the better of Isaiah Stewart, and Isaiah Stewart retaliated. That was actually how Diabate got his first point. It was from a technical foul on Isaiah Stewart, because he just had enough of Diabate getting rebounds off him and basically threw him to the floor. So, which is very Isaiah Stewart as well. Timberwolves and Toronto in the next game. Raptors get the win, another tough loss for the Timberwolves, who are now just above 500, losing to a team that is 4-12, not ideal. There was no Mike Conley, so he was out. Nikhil Alexander Walker came into the starting lineup, not Dante DiVincenzo, so they obviously like DiVincenzo there coming off the bench as the sixth man. Alexander Walker, he was a pretty obvious stream for tonight. He had 2 steals, not much else. So, you can drop him. There's no need to hold him here. It was just a schedule-based streaming option. Rudy Gobert, 13 and 11 with 2 blocks, gets it done. Good game from Randall. Good game from Edwards. In terms of Jaden McDaniels, I don't think he's must roster, but he should probably be picked up now, because he's going through one of these stretches where he shoots the ball really well. It'll probably last 2 or 3 games, and then he'll go back to doing nothing offensively. So for now, pick him up. Having no Conley there helps a little bit. DiVincenzo was fine, 11 points, 3 steals, 4 assists. He's still a must roster, but not as good as we perhaps thought he would be. Naz Reid sucked, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Don't drop him, but not a pretty night if you were a Naz Reid manager. For the Raptors, we had Scotty Barnes returning straight into the starting lineup, 27 minutes. He was wearing goggles, not a mask or anything like that. So whether he's going to keep them, they'll be for a while, but I don't know how long term. He was pretty good, given he hasn't played for a month, 17 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, a steal. Shot the ball reasonably well. About as much as you could ask from a return game. And there's no reason to think that this will be an injury that will cause him to not play in back-to-backs or anything like that. It was a facial injury, not a hamstring or a knee. So I would anticipate that there, other than a bit of a ramp-up, he should be back to normal pretty quickly. And then I guess we want to see who that impacts. It wasn't RJ Barrett. He shot the ball very well, 10 of 14 from the field, 10 of 12 from the line, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals. The assists came down a little bit. That's probably going to be where he does take a hit, only 3, but still very good line. Igbaji was probably the biggest or the most notable impacted player here. 4 points, one assist, one steal, 27 minutes. I'd probably hold him for another game or two, but we this run from Agbaji has come with all these injuries, so there is a chance that he just goes back to being a drop in the next week. Jakob Poeltl, probably pretty average, I think, based on what we've seen this year, but 15 and 12, still pretty good numbers. Grady Dick also takes a hit with Barnes back. 9 points, six rebounds, two steals, 4 of 9. He's going to have to shoot the ball well if he wants to hold value here, because he's going to get fewer shots, and then quickly will come back in about 3 weeks, we expect. Olynyk is also close, so they're going to be getting some depth back. And I think Agbaji will probably end up being a drop. And sorry, I'm just reading. We have had internet issues here today, so I'm hoping it doesn't drop out. Okay, well, we'll see how we go. If I do drop out, that's why. Let's get through this then. Let's just move straight to the next game. Utah and the Spurs. Utah just rolling out their normal lineup here. Keontae George, pretty good game if we compare that to what he's been doing. Didn't shoot the ball very well, but we're used to that. 19 points, 5 assists. Colin Sexton had 18 points with 1 assist. It's fine. John Collins, 18 and 14 with a steal and a block. Lauri Markkanen playing a lot better. He was a minus 19, but the numbers much better than what we were getting two weeks ago. Excuse me. Oh, man. Filipowski, I wouldn't bother. Isaiah Collier. I think Filipowski actually got injured. Let me have a look. come on. Filipowski. Yes. So he's out with an ankle injury. So we don't need to worry about him. You can move on. And Isaiah Collier, probably the only other guy we're interested in here, but he didn't do much. We're not picking him up, just keeping an eye on him. The Spurs. No Wemby, no Vassell, no worries, apparently. They did get the win. I don't know if I said that. 126 to 118. Harrison Barnes, wow. 25 points, 10 rebounds. Sell high. You can't sell high, but... oh, man. I'm sorry. What's going on here? That's about as good as you get from Harrison Barnes. Zach Collins started 21 minutes. He was questionable coming into the game, and we have got here from Couchad. Zach Collins tortured me tonight. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was stuck on waivers. Yeah, okay. Went with Sandra. Yeah, Mamu Kelesvili. I thought he might get some minutes, but they didn't even play him in this one. So frustrating. I managed to have Collins, I think, in two teams, or maybe even three, two or three. So pretty happy with this, given he had 5 fouls, 18 points, 5 rebounds, a block. As long as Wemby's out, he has to be rostered. And does Charles Bassey have to be rostered? He played more minutes here because Collins was injured, but this is the third game in a row where Bassey's played more than 20 minutes. 11 points, 9 rebounds, 6 blocks, a steal. He is a very good fantasy player. I would consider adding him if we get word that Wemby's going to miss more time. It's hard because if Wemby comes back, Bassey might not even play because Zach Collins is playing well as well. So I don't know. If you can just grab Bassey and stash him somewhere, and if Wemby's going to miss, roll him out. If he's not, don't worry. But he only needs 20 minutes, 22 minutes, and he's getting that nightly at the moment. Steph Castle had 18 points, 6 assists. Look, he's borderline at the moment with Vassell out. We don't know if this knee thing is going to linger for Vassell, but Castle is someone to consider. I would have him over Julian Champagne, who had 14 points and 3 steals. He was decent, but I would still take Castle, I think. And Keldon Johnson, we know, just a points streamer. Now, let's just... I want to just see if this... Lakers game has finished. Oh, it's close. Okay, it hasn't finished, but we can go through it. I managed to watch sort of the the first, well, that's why I was a bit late starting, because I was watching the game. Let's just see. What's this question? With the injury issues and Castle starting to thrive, do you think Vassell might be moved to a six man to limit his usage? He was playing as a six man before the injury. I think the plan would still be to get him into the starting lineup at some point, but it's probably not as much of a rush. So rather than a week, it might take 2 weeks. But I still think Vassell comes into the starting lineup at some point. Is Jaden McDaniels a pickup? Was streaming McConnell for tomorrow, but yeah, like I said, I think he's worth an ad now. I don't see this lasting more than a game or two. McConnell is a little bit more consistent, but doesn't play as much. So are you looking at, I guess, upside or floor? I think McConnell's floor is a lot safer, but McDaniels, as we've seen in the last couple of games, has a higher upside. Okay. All right, so we'll look at the box scores here while this game is still going. It's currently 119-118 to the Magic with 2.5 seconds to go, and I can't watch it. How annoying. Franz, really good tonight. He's been sort of their offensive go-to since the injury to Banchero. 34 points at this stage. This could change. And AD just bricked 2 free throws. You'd say, that's not surprising. He's actually shooting the ball really well. So that is a bit surprising this season. Tristan Da Silva, 12 points. A pretty good game for him. Don't add him, but this is a pretty good game. Batadze, 29 minutes. They obviously need his size and defense against Anthony Davis. 7 points, 14 rebounds, a steal and a block. Wendell Carter is very close. We know that. But hold Batadze until Carter is back and healthy. So we might still get another week out of Batadze. Gary Harris started in this one, more for defensive purposes. No need to consider him. Jalen Suggs, this is what we were getting at the start of the season, 23-5-5 with 2 steals, 2 blocks. Good to see him back in form. And Anthony Black, if you held him after yesterday, we got 5 assists and a steal, but not much else. No need to be holding him. Or Jonathan Isaac, who has 2 points in 18 minutes. Mo Wagner, he has these games occasionally where he gets double-digit points, not much else. 19 points here in 18 minutes. For the Lakers, again, at this point, and it looks like the Magic won. So good old Anthony Davis missing 2 free throws. I have to go back and watch it. But looking at from a fantasy perspective, who cares? He missed those free throws, but he ends with 39-9 with 3 blocks. Another really good game. Continues to be probable with his foot issue, but thus far has only missed 1 game. LeBron continuing to do unbelievable things. Dalton Connect. Obviously, that last game where he had 37, he's not going to repeat that. Maybe again this season, but still pretty good. 17 points, 7 of 14 shooting. He doesn't give you much else, but as long as Hachimura is out, Connect should be rostered. Austin Reeves, pretty poor game from him, but he needs to be rostered. D'Angelo Russell, we've been sort of talking him up as a drop, and nothing really changes here. 7-6 with a steal and a block in 23 minutes. He is borderline because we know what his upside is, but I'm okay with moving on from him personally. All right, that's all the games. Only 4. Let's jump out of those. Do we want to look at the games for tomorrow? Let me have a look. We've got quite a few and we're at 22 minutes. Yeah, I think we can. Let's roll through the games very quickly for tomorrow as I adjust all my screens here. First game tomorrow, Nets and Sixers. For the Nets, Cam Thomas is probable. So if he returns, we're probably going to see a little bit less of Cam Johnson, who had, 34 in that last game. Finney Smith is questionable. Nick Claxton is questionable. If they're both out, then we're going to get a lot of Simmons, maybe more Clowney. We're still, if De'Ron Sharp was healthy, this would be a great time to be streaming him in. So there could be a little bit of streaming value for the Nets tomorrow. But as I said, 8 games. You're probably only going to have maybe 1 spot on your roster, 2 at the most. For the Sixers, Paul George out with a bone bruise in his knee. They've said he will be reevaluated on Monday. I'd be skeptical that he will be back within a week, given it's the same knee and someone else had a bone bruise this year. Who was it? I don't know. Someone had one and they missed a couple of weeks. So we'll see. McCain, we're rostering him. We know that. Embiid with him back. It's hard to sort of get any value from guys like Yabusele and Andre Drummond has just vanished off the face of the earth. So nothing there. For the Celtics, they are fully healthy other than Porzingis. So we're not really considering anyone for streaming. And for the Wizards, Koulibaly is back. He is off the injury report, which should see Malcolm Brogdon move back to the bench. We're rostering Koulibaly. We're rostering Carrington, Saar. Probably not Kyshawn George at this point and probably not Brogdon. He's going to come out at some point and have a game where he gets 20 points and 12 assists or something weird. But on the whole, I don't think he needs to be rostered. For the Warriors, obviously De'Anthony Melton done for the season. Steph Curry is probable. Pajemski is he's healthy. He keeps popping up on the injury report but hasn't missed any time with this face issue, so he will play. I think Curry, Wiggins, and Green are our only must roster players at this stage. Yes, I will. Sorry, there's a question about Quentin Jackson there. We will get to him because the Pacers must play tomorrow, do they? Yeah, they do. So we'll get to their game. Yes, yeah, so for the Warriors, tough. I mean, Kuminga, I don't think we need to hold him. Pajemski, I don't think we need to hold him. Heald, yes, but he's very one-dimensional. They play the Pelicans, who could get a couple of guys back at least. Trey Murphy is off the injury report. He was only resting. But Brandon Ingram, Jordan Hawkins, Eves, Missy, all questionable. If Missy doesn't play, it's probably Jeremiah Robinson-Earl that comes in, which against the Warriors actually isn't terrible because they play small a lot as well. Alfred Payton, who played big minutes yesterday and had a typical Alfred Payton line. Oh, look, I think if Hawkins is back and if Ingram is back and Murphy is there, I don't think Payton's going to play enough to have value. So just keep an eye on that injury report to see who actually plays. For the Pacers, Ben Shepherd is questionable. Jarris Walker is questionable. The question that we had here was, can you tell me about Quentin Jackson? I don't know much about him, but he looks primed for 30-plus minutes. Yeah, look, I think it's his third year in the league, so he is not a new player by any means. He's been around. He's coming off what did he have in that last game? He was – I can't remember. Hang on. Let me pull up the box score. I know it was a good game. It was one of those weird ones like we had from Reeves yesterday. Quentin Jackson had 24 points against the Rockets, played 27 minutes. Yeah, look, I mean, it's interesting, and he would need those guys to be out to have any chance of value. But if you look at like what he's done thus far this season, he basically scored more points yesterday than he has in six games all year, and he hasn't even been an every night part of the rotation. So I don't think there's much here. I think he just got hot. They were blown out, so they just kept him on. I really don't think this is anything other than a deep league flyer. In a 12-team league, I think you're probably going to have safer options in terms of streaming. TJ McConnell, let's see. If Shepherd's out, he might play a little bit more as well. For the Bucks, I'm not counting Middleton, so they are very healthy, but no streaming value as we know there for the Bucks. For the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton doubtful, so that I don't know. We consider that out probably, which means we keep rolling with Klingon and Robert Williams. Scoot Henderson is questionable after his quad injury yesterday. Anthony Simons also questionable with his illness chest thing that he's got going on. If they're both back, Shaedon Sharpe takes a little bit of a hit. Kamara probably takes a bit of a hit. Henderson, I don't think we need to be rostering him. I would only consider him if you need assists. Kamara, I still think he's doing just enough to be rostered. For the Hawks, who play the Bulls, Hawks are also relatively healthy, which is good to see, which means there isn't much streaming value there because we've got Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson, Clint Capella, Okongwu is probably still must roster. Bogdanovich is must roster. So Hunter, I guess, if you need points, but he was like we saw in the last game, he's not a 20 point a night scorer like we saw in those first few games. They do play the Bulls. Watching Josh Giddey to see what his minutes look like. He's been trending down. They've been playing Dosunmu over him. Unfortunately, Dosunmu hasn't turned that into production at this point. But let's see how Giddey goes. This should be a good matchup in terms if you're Australian watching Dyson against Josh Giddey. There's a decent chance that Daniels might guard him from time to time. I think they're more likely to put Daniels on Levine, but there could be instances where they're guarding each other. So that should be fun. Dosunmu, really the only guy that I'm interested in streaming there. Torrey Craig, I guess you can give him a look if you want because Patrick Williams is going to be out for the rest of the week, but there's not much upside there. Dallas play Denver for the Mavericks. We know Luka is out for a week at least with a wrist injury. Talked about this with Josh Lloyd on the Mailbag show this morning. Who are we looking at? I think in order, I'd be looking at Quentin Grimes, Jaden Hardy, then Dinwiddie. They'd be the three. Grimes is likely going to start, but I don't know. None of them. I don't think you need to go out of your way to get any of them. It probably helps Najee Marshall a bit. He probably play a couple of extra minutes. He's been okay over the last couple of weeks. I think Grimes and Hardy would be the two I'd be looking at. Dinwiddie just, I don't know. He just doesn't do it for me. For Denver, Jokic is questionable due to his personal reasons. I hope he's back. If he's not, Saric will start, but we're not interested in Dario Saric. Westbrook coming off the triple-double, the 200th triple-double of his career. Not really interested on a day where we have eight games. And the final game of the night, Sacramento play the Clippers for the Kings. DeRozan and Sabonis are off the injury report, so they will play, which means Trey Lyles loses value. Keon Ellis probably loses his value. Kevin Huerter probably still a hold because he's going to start play minutes. To be honest, Keon Ellis, if you just need steals, maybe you get lucky and he's hitting some shots so he sees some extra minutes. But, of the two, I think Huerter has the better opportunity. And for the Clippers, Chris Dunn, again, if you need steals, he's probably a hold because he's starting. Amir Coffey is interesting. He's had a couple of good games and with Norm Powell out for the rest of the week, he should continue to start and play good minutes. So he is someone I'd look at tomorrow. And Kevin Porter, who's been playing better, but still not really playing enough minutes. But if you're desperate, feel free to give him a look. And that will do. That is eight games for tomorrow, four games from tonight. Now, what is tomorrow? Saturday here. There should be a show. I think I'll have a show tomorrow. So maybe not. Maybe we can just do a show all weekend. I don't know. I'll have a look at what I've got on. But yes, there should be a show tomorrow. But that will do for tonight, today, this morning, wherever you are. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.